your name over and over again.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. We just heard some brand new music there from Hamilton, Ontario's Nomads. They have a self-titled album that just came out not too long ago. and we heard the song Lover Boy. This release was actually produced and recorded by Matt Ellis, who's played in the Golden Essers
and the Vapids,
yeah, and numerous other bands. Really cool punky stuff.
Yeah, and this dropped actually just a few weeks ago on the 14th of July.
Yeah, and then before that, what did we have?
We heard the track A Little Worse, which was the A-side of a single released by Heavenly Sweetheart. Prior to that, we heard new music from Camera Obscura, one of their their first album, actually, of material in over 10 years, which was a huge deal. I did play something from it a few weeks ago, but it's a great record, and I do encourage you to check it out. The Scottish group has always put out incredible music. We heard a surprisingly synth-led song there called Baby Huey Hard Times, and you can find that off of their aforementioned latest release, Look to the East, Look to the West. Prior to that, music that's archived. Well, here's the thing. The official Bandcamp page refers to Rick White's output as the Rick White Archive, mm-hmm, even though this isn't really archive. This is a newer recording that he's performed with the band The Sadies.
I think he originally started that when he hadn't been doing anything for a while as a way to kind of catalog and archive some of his lesser-known stuff that wasn't widely available. And then he started recording stuff, mm-hmm, and he's been doing it a lot. And then there's this album that just came out with The Sadies. What did the song? We heard the song Try?
We heard the song Try, and this album dropped as a bit of a surprise. Not a lot of people were anticipating this coming out. It was a pleasant surprise. What a fantastic record from this great pairing. And then we heard things from Dial Up before that. We heard the track The Thaw from Dial Up's self-titled record that dropped earlier this year. So coming up next, what we're going to do is we're going to play some music, a three-pack for you of tracks from Ty Siegel, and we're going to play one of those, which is actually coming out on a new album, and it's more than just a new Ty Siegel album. It's a drum album.
Yeah, it's experimental, and it's primarily percussion and drum-based, and that's coming out. When's that coming out?
That's going to be out at the end of August. Actually, right at the end of August, on August 30th. So we're going to be playing something from that. The album itself is going to be titled Love Rudiments, which I love the title of. And we're going to play something else in this set from an album he's already released this year titled Three Bells, which is a little bit more, I guess you could say, what we would expect to hear from Ty Siegel with a garage rock sound. But we're going to start off with something that I really dig. I know you do. It's from 2018's Freedom's Goblin.
Yeah, this is The Main Pretender here on Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada.
Yeah.
the brand new percussive album by Ty Segall. That's going to be out very soon on August 30th, and we just heard a track from that, all drum and percussion based. What was the song that we heard, Dave?
It was called The Dance. Now, it's an edit that he released as a single because the album basically has segments of different parts and they're not really separated. Mm-hmm. But he did separate this for the purposes of the single. So yeah, it's from Love Rudiments, new album that's coming out, I think you said end of August?
Yeah, August 30th, yeah.
Yeah, and then before that we heard a track from Three Bells, which came out in January. We heard the last track on the album called What Can We Do? And then we started off with The Main Pretender, a really great song that features Michael Cronin on sax. I believe it's him playing. Mm-hmm. The Main Pretender from 2018's Freedom's Goblin, which was a double album. I believe recorded by Steve Albini, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I have to double check that.
It might have been, because he did the one before that, so I'm not 100%. But anyways, that's about it for the show this week. Cowboys and Indies is coming up next. I don't know why I was stuttering.
you cackled it a little bit.
I was stuttering a bit. But Mark Casbon's the host.
Yeah, of course, great show. It's been here for many years. And if you are interested in any more information about the show, you can always go to our website.
Yeah, revrock.blogspot.com, and I will update it again one day.
I do have something I want to ask. I think...
Well, we should talk about next week's show.
We should talk about next week's show. We're going to make an announcement because this is kind of a, I guess, a bigger deal. It's something that I know I've wanted to do for a while, and Dave has been on board with this.
It's summer.
It's summer, and if there's a band that really encapsulates what there is about summer, I would argue the Beach Boys are definitely them. And they're a band that I've just been listening to endlessly throughout my life. And, you know, I've always wanted to play a lot of Beach Boys music on air, but it's so hard because they have so many hits and so many bigger songs. But we thought, what if we just look at some rarer songs, some more obscure stuff, some deep album cuts? And so next week, Revolution Rock, it's going to be not just Evolution Rock, it's going to be Endless Summer as we play nothing but the music of the Beach Boys next week.
Yes, but lesser known tracks by the Beach Boys.
Yeah, so you're not going to hear the big hits. You're going to hear some different songs from them.
Yeah, and so stay tuned for that next week. But coming up next, to end off the show, we've got a few minutes left, so yeah, we might have time for both, but what are we going to start? End off the show with.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to see about something from Lou Reed's Coney Island Baby, the opening track Crazy Feeling. And if we have time, we'll squeeze in a track from Dinosaur Jr.'s 2009 album, I Bet on Sky.
Maybe we should do it the reverse way.
Well, that's whatever you want, Dave.
Okay, Lou Reed here on Revolution Rock with Crazy Feeling to end out this week's edition.
Made the same scene. I know just what you mean. deep inside. No, I can see it in your eyes. You got that crazy feeling. Nah, nah, nah. You got that crazy feeling. You got that crazy feeling too. I feel just like you, feel just like you.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.